Jake. That was great. Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Cole Neal. I'm a sophomore at Victoria East. I've been at Our Saviors for about 8 years now. I was confirmed here, baptized here. My parents are Nathan and Kim Neal, and my brother, who was baptized at the 8 o'clock service, Henry Neal. I just thought y'all should know a little bit about me. Don't want y'all to be looking at a stranger when y'all are at church. All right. Now, the verse I'm going to be preaching about today is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 24. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. See, this verse tells us how to properly motivate our friends to do good in the world and spread the word of God, such as maybe going to church on Sunday or Bible studies on Wednesday. I relate to this verse because when I'm at school, I see kids doing wrong, such as fighting, yelling, cussing. There's a lot of wrong stuff going on. Or maybe for y'all, for at work, there could be gossiping going on about someone or something you care about. But you never know what that person could be going through. You have to always keep in mind, but a small act, such as just saying hello or good morning, or I like your shoes, it could have a really, really big impact on their day. So doing right and keeping someone else in mind could have a very big impact on how they go about the rest of it. So why is it important that we serve others and love others? So Jesus calls us to love one another as he first loves us. We're to love our neighbors as ourselves, and many times over, Jesus talks about love and how important it really is, and how it encourages and builds others. A small act of love can go a really long way. But if you're going to take one thing from my message, I want you to ask yourself this week. But if we don't share those acts of love, how are we to help strengthen each other's faith? I want y'all to really question yourselves right there. So a parable that goes with this, I think goes hand in hand, is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. In my opinion, this verse, it's great to go along with this. It's telling us to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, because if we are alone in our journey with God, it's very easy to get lost and lose faith. But if we have friends in Christ to help us find our way back, it is much easier to find that way. And that may be different for all of us. Jesus tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. See, if we have brothers or sisters in Christ going to church every Sunday or youth group and ministries on Wednesdays, they're trying their hardest to strengthen their faith. We are all strengthening each other's faith, whether we know it or not. This should be everyone's goal, not just to have a relationship with Christ, but to help others have that relationship as you do. For example, some of you may not know, I play football, and I have coaches that try their hardest to make me better, whether it be a football or preparing me for the real world. Some people may not recognize what you are doing for them, but whether they know it or not, you know that they are trying their hardest to help you. For example, if a coach sees a player graduate, go on to play sports at the next level or do anything at the next level, they can turn on their TV, see them playing, say, hey, I had something to do with that. That's one of the best feelings in the world. So on any given Sunday, whether you're at church or on Wednesday when you're at Bible studies or ministries, you never know. You could be helping a different person strengthen their faith while you're strengthening yours. I don't want to get y'all too burnt out on all the parables, so there's one more. So this is from the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. I believe this is page 1077 in y'all's Bibles, if y'all want to turn to it. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. This verse is also very much related to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, because it's telling us to encourage others to continue strengthening their faith and have that deep connection with Christ. For example, you see someone trying to do something, such as maybe bake a cake, they're putting in the wrong ingredients or mixing them at the wrong time, or maybe even leaving one out. Don't just sit there. You got to offer those words of encouragement. Don't let them do wrong time and time and time again. Same goes for when you see someone trying to understand a certain Bible verse and what it is trying to tell them. Don't let them think wrong. If you notice that they're not understanding it correctly, go offer some words of encouragement and tell them the true meaning of that. So I have a personal story about this. Last Saturday, we were having a brisket cook here at the church. We were all having a good time, tossing cornhole bags, listening to music, just having a really great time. Later that evening, we came in after the briskets were finished, came in and ate it and said, "Man, that's some good stuff. How did y'all do that?" It was a great group of guys cooking the briskets. I went up and asked one of them, "Well, we seasoned them with this and that." You see, they're doing the same thing as encouraging one another, sharpening their skills, whether it be, or the brisket cooking, whether it be in faith or doing something totally opposite. So I really want y'all to ask that question about earlier. But if we don't offer those words of encouragement or offer to help that person doing wrong, how are we to help strengthen one another's faith? Amen. I invite Connor up for the prayers.